taken some sliced fruit, maybe sliced apples or sliced peaches, and putting them out in the sun and letting them dry.
Yes, sir. We used to do that. Put them up on the roof of the house here where the sun could. That's where we fix our peaches and all. Take fruit stones, bust them open, and seed out, and put them on a container and put them up on the roof. And the apples, take the kind of thing, you take the core out and then slice them up and put them up on the roof and dry them. Make pies out of them or cook them all winter long and all. That's the way that people used to get their fruit and all. They'd buy peaches or apples and fix them and put them up on the roof and let them stay there. If it rained, they'd bring them in, and then when it quit, if they wasn't thoroughly dry, then they'd put them back up on the roof and let them dry out.
Do you have this fruit around here? A lot of it grows in Florida. Got seeds right in the middle of it, you know. A lot of people like the juice from it.
Grapefruit?
Uh-huh. What about the smaller one? Smaller than a grapefruit.
What about what?
A fruit that grows in Florida and it's smaller than a grapefruit. You might buy a sack of them. I think it grows in California too.
Well, I know the grapefruit is grown in both states and all.
This one, you might cut a hole in the end of it and suck on it.
Lemon?
Uh-huh.
No.
What about orange?
Orange, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they're both grown in California has the biggest oranges. And these oranges here grown in Texas, they're a smaller orange than the California. However, California has a thicker rind on it than the Texas orange has and all. And there's not much more difference in the fruit after you take that thick rind off the orange. It'll be maybe that big, you know. And you take that rind off, that, you know, brings it down to not much bigger than the fruit that grows here in Texas. Texas oranges, though, are a whole lot cheaper than California oranges. They call them navel oranges.
What about, do you grow any of these vegetables around here that you usually stake them on these wooden poles? They're big and red, you know?
Tomatoes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You grow those around here?
Some folks have got them. I never did. But some folks have got them. And they're bearable too, and all. We raised some tomatoes out there and all, but they just they get up about like that and all. But then some of them there that get these here tomatoes that grow around the pole and all, why they're very in size, you know.